各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安，平安，平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
我们一起来看约翰一书。
Let us first turn to First John.
约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter five.
约翰一书第五章，看十六节。
First John chapter five, let's read verse 16.
五章十六节。
Chapter five, verse 16.
人若看见弟兄犯了不治已死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有治已死的罪，我不说当为这罪祈求，凡不义的都是罪。也有不治已死的罪，这里提到看见和祈求。
Here's mentions about seeing and praying.
这里提到看见弟兄犯了罪。
It says here that anyone sees his brother committing what is not a mortal sin.
有治已死，也有不治已死的。
There is mortal sin and there is immortal sin.
但是我们不当为这罪祈求。
But we do not pray for that.
有治已死的罪。
Sin, which is mortal.
那这边又提到说不义的都是罪。
It says here that all wrongdoing is sin.
这个也是在圣经的解释上有各种角度。
There are various ways of interpreting this phrase.
因为不治已死跟治已死的见解各有不同。
There are different ways of people interpreting what is a mortal sin and what is not a mortal sin.
有人认为这个约翰他有犹太拉比的思想。
Some people felt that the writer of this book, John, carries the Jewish tradition.
在这个罪的见解方面呢
，His way of explaining a sin.
他有一种看法。
He has a certain way of explaining sin.
就是一种无知去犯的罪。
Those sins that were committed out of ignorance.
它不治已死。
That is not a mortal sin.
因为无知去犯，所以可以得到赦免。
Because of one's ignorance, one committed a sin. That sin is forgivable.
所以要为他代求。
And that is why others should pray on behalf of that person.
那么治已死，它有一个含义，就是说。明知故犯。
As for the mortal sin, it is what you know is wrong, but you go ahead and do it anyway.
而且是居心不良。
And you do not have a good intention.
当然这个罪呢，这样执迷不悟。
And you go on insisting your evil ways.
至终会治已死。
And the final result would be death for you.
所以有人认为这个治已死跟不治已死有明知故犯跟无知去犯的罪。
So there's a distinction between mortal sin and not a mortal sin.
当然在圣经里面在看这个问题的时候。
When the Bible studies this particular question.
我们知道不义的都是罪。
We know that all wrongdoing is sin.
但是有的罪它的结局是死亡。
For some sin, the result would be death.
比如说背道。
For example, apostasy.
或者亵渎圣灵。
Or blaspheming against the Holy Spirit.
或者拜偶像犯奸淫。
Or worshipping idols, committing adultery.
当然都是致死的。
All these are mortal sin.
但是在圣经里面。
However, in the Bible.
也有人把致已死的罪是指犯罪。以至于这个死亡。
Some people explain a mortal sin as committing a sin that results in death.
有一种是肉体的死亡。
One is physical death.
有一种是灵性的死亡。
The other kind is spiritual death.
有人因为犯罪被神击打。
There are people who have committed a sin and he was struck by God.
像亚拿尼亚夫妇欺哄圣灵。
For example, Ananias and his wife deceiving Holy Spirit.
像有人这个不按理吃圣餐。
Or there are people who partake in the Holy Communion in an unworthy manner.
干犯主的身主的血。
They have committed a sin against the body and the blood of Christ.
以致已死。
And the result will be death.
所以在这个罪的定义方面啊，有很多不同的看法。
So there are different definitions of sin.
啊，不过我们可以了解。
But to our understanding.
啊，如果这个罪以至于你灵命的死亡。
If this sin causes your spiritual life to die.
啊，这个罪是相当重的。
Then this is a serious sin.
那我们有人犯罪被神惩罚。
And there are people who have committed a sin and was punished by God.
也有肉体的啊，这个死亡。
As a result, they die physically.
但是罪的方面呢，我们不可明知故犯。
But as far as we know, we shouldn't commit a sin, a knowing sin.
啊，有人是无知去犯的罪。
There are people who committed a sin out of their ignorance.
当然有他的软弱。
And that would be their weakness.
我们今天信主之后。
Today, when we have been believe in the Lord.
我们应当要追求圣洁。
We should strive for holiness.
要远离罪恶。
We should strive far away from sin.
啊，这里说不义的都是罪。
It says here that all wrongdoing is sin.
那有至于死，也有不至于死的。
There is sin which is not mortal.
这里有提到说，看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，要为他祈求。
It says here that if we see a brother committing what is not a mortal sin, then we should pray for them.
神必将生命赐给他。
And God will give him life.
有至于死的罪，不当为这罪祈求。
And we should not pray for sin which is mortal.
我们当然不为这个人所犯的罪来为他代求。
We do not pray for the person who have committed a sin.
因为把他交给神。
Because we shall hand this matter over to God.
我们从这里圣经可以看到两句话。
From these two verses, we see two phrases.
一个是看见，一个是祈求。
We see two words. One is to see, and the other is to pray.
有时候我们看到一件事情。
There will be times when we witness an incident.
啊，处理一个问题。
Or when we handle a matter.
有时候我们会面对的是人跟事的问题。
What we are facing with is the human side and the matter side.
啊，当你对事不对人。
When you're dealing with a matter, not with the people.
但是事又跟人合在一起。
But since the two are intertwined.
所以有时候在人与事之间。
So sometimes between the matter and the people.
就有很多的是与非。
You will find many rights and wrongs.
但是如果以看见和祈求来讲。
But from the aspect of seeing it and praying for it.
啊，当你看见的时候。
When you see it.
你的出发点在哪里
？What is your motive？
你的动机何在
？What is the purpose？
哦，这个也是很重要。
This is also an important question to ask.
看见的时候
，When you see，
我们应该有我们的本分
，We should keep to ourselves，
也有我们的责任
，We should keep to our duty。
当我们看见人的软弱
，When we see the weakness of others，
我们应当怎么去处理
？How should we handle it？
当我们看到人啊、将到死地
，When we see
看见有人被拉到死地。
Well, we see that others are to the point of death.
好，当然我们也是要解救。
We must stretch our hand to help them.
啊，圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们来看箴言。
Let us now turn to Proverbs.
啊，箴言二十三章。
Proverbs.
二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
啊，箴言二十四章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 24 verse 11。
人被拉到死地，你要解救；人将被杀，你要拦阻。你若说这事我未曾知道，那衡量人心的岂不明白？保守你命的岂不知道？他岂不按个人所行的报应个人吗？好。
Verse 12。
这边提到说，看见人被拉到死地。
Here says that when you have seen those who are taken away,
那你要解救。
You must rescue them.
人将被杀，你要拦阻啊。
You must hold back those who are stumbling to slaughter.
我们有时因为传福音的工作。
And there are times we work to preach the gospel.
啊，我也会体会到救人的灵魂很重要。
We would understand the importance of saving souls.
啊，所以救灵魂啊。不能见死不救。
Saving souls, you have to stretch out your hand to those who are dying.
啊，所以传福音是责任，是使命，也是神的托付。
So preaching the gospel will be a mission entrusted by God, and it would be our obligation and
our responsibility. 在患难中,
people in afflictions,
有人在软弱, 或者迷失的道路里面,
people who have gone astray, and people who are lost,
或者说将被魔鬼吞吃,
people who are about to be devoured by the devil,
我们也是要尽我们的本分。
We have to do our part.
所以一个有仁慈之心的人。
For a person who have a good heart.
他绝对不会见死不救。
He will not let these people die.
或者袖手旁观。
And he will not keep to himself and not rescue them.
看见是怎么样看见
？When you see, what does it mean by seeing？
我们看路加福音。
Let's now turn to Gospel Luke.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter ten.
第十章。
Luke chapter ten.
第十章，我们看二十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 25.
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才能承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱你的邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“那谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥，落在强盗的手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有个祭司从这条路下来，看见他，就从那边过去。又有一个利未人来到这个地方，看见他，也照样从那边过去。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出两钱银子交给店主，说：‘你照应他此外所会用的，我回来必还你。’你想这三个人哪一个人是落在强盗手中的邻舍？”他说是怜悯他的，耶稣说你去照样行吧。这一段圣经里面有提到这个看见的字。
Verse 25 to verse 37 mentions or has the word see.
一个祭司，一个是利未人。
One was a priest, the other a Levite.
他看见之后就走了。
They saw the man and they walked.
所以这个事情跟他有没有关系？
They felt that this has nothing to do with them.
如果没有关系，他看见就走了。
If it has nothing to do with them, they will see him and walk past.
因为没有看见比看见好。
Because not seeing is better than seeing.
因为看见了，当作没看见呐。
And when you see him, you pretend that you didn't see him.
所以看见应该是要去了解。
Therefore, to see means you must understand.
也要去关怀。
And you must care.
看见的时候也要去了解这件事跟我有什么关系。
To see, you must ask yourself, what is it has to do with me?
但是看见之后，有人就走了。
But after you have seen, there are people who passed by and walked on.
我们有时候常常会有一种感觉。
We sometimes feel like this.
因为多一事不如少一事。
We feel that it's better that we have less trouble.
所以看见就走了。
Therefore, we see, we walk by.
但是这边主耶稣要我们学习的
But here's the lesson Jesus wants us to learn.
就是你看见的时候
That when you see,
你有你的责任跟你的本分
You have your responsibility, you have your duty.
当你看见的时候你要去了解它
When you see, you must try to understand the situation.
然后再来这边有谈到一个撒玛利亚人
Here mentions a Samaritan.
他看见之后他动了慈心
When he saw, he had compassion.
我想慈心人人都有。
I believe each and every one of us has compassion.
那问题是怎么动？
The problem is how do we?
每一个人都有慈心。
How do we feel compassion? Each and every one of us must have some compassion.
但是怎么去动慈心？
But how do we show?
这个也是不容易的事。
This is not an easy feeling.
但是这个人他动了慈心。
However, this person had compassion.
主耶稣说，那谁是他的邻舍？
And Lord Jesus asked,Who is the neighbor?
就是怜悯他的。
It is the one who showed mercy.
你就照样去行。
He says, go and do likewise.
今天神给我们两个眼睛。
Today, God has blessed us with two eyes.
我们就是能够多多的看。
And with the eyes, we can see.
多多的去观察。
We can observe.
看见的时候。
When we see.
我们要去思考。
We need to think.
怎么样做是最合适的。
What is the most appropriate thing to do?
怎么样去行是最合宜的。
What is the best thing that we should do?
如果说看见就走了。
If we see and we walk on.
可能也是无关紧要。
Perhaps it is not important.
也是摸不着边际。
Perhaps we don't know what to do.
但是这个看见当中。
But when you see.
它最大的难处就是怎么去行。
The most difficult thing to do, to follow is what to do.
有时候我们会这样觉得。
Sometimes we feel like this.
我们传福音给人家。
We preach the gospel.
我们看见他。
We see a person.
他最需要的是耶稣。
We see that the person needs Jesus the most.
所以我们带他到教会来。
So we bring the person to church.
我们照应他，为他祷告。
We look after them. We pray for
them. 他也体会到主耶稣的爱。
And the person felt the love of Jesus.
神的恩典。
If he had received the grace.
还有弟兄姐妹的关怀。
And also the care and concern of brothers
and sisters. 以及教会的温暖。
And they felt the warmth of the church.
他看见了。
They have seen it.
他也得到神的这个恩典。
They have received grace from God.
因为当我们看见的时候。
When we see.
能够把他带到主耶稣的面前来。
And when we bring him to God.
所以有很多人传福音。
There are many people who preach the gospel.
他也是尽了他的本分。
They have done their duty.
能够多领人到主的面前来。
They will bring many to come to the Lord.
也能够多。去关心需要我们关心的人。
And they will show the care and concern to those who really need it.
那当我们看见弟兄有软弱的时候。
When we see the weakness of our brothers.
那我们看见要怎么做。
After we have seen it, what should we do next?
这个有时候也会产生很多情况。
Sometimes, there would be many choices.
有时候我们会看见的就当作没看见。
Sometimes we will see and pretend that we didn't see.
因为说也不知道怎么说。
Because we don't know how to approach the person.
那不说也可能比较好。
And we think that it's better to keep it to ourselves.
但是在这个情况之下。
But in this situation.
有时候我们要留意几个问题。
Sometimes we have to think about some of the questions that might arise.
今天有时候有人好像以利亚在罗藤树下求死。
There are some people likened to Elijah, praying for death under the broom tree.
如果没有天使去拍醒他，
if the angels hasn't gone and woke him up,
那就死了就死吧。
He could have just died.
所以这个看见的当中，
so when you have seen,
我们看到有天使来拍醒他，
we see an angel woke Elijah up.
他就靠着这饮食的力量，
and with the strength from the food,
走他前面的路，
he went on his journey.
其实人都是软弱的。
Each and every one of us is weak.
人都是需要鼓励。
Everyone needs encouragement.
也需要扶持。
And we need people to support us.
更需要带导。
And we also need prayers.
看见的时候。
When we see it.
使者两次拍醒以利亚。
We see that the angels woke Elijah up twice.
他就靠着饼跟水这样靠着这饮食的力量。
And it is from the strength of the food.
就走到神的山。
Elijah gained his strength from the food, and he walked to the mountain of God.
有时候我们看见同龄有软弱。
We see that our brothers or sisters may have weakness.
我们也是需要去劝勉，去拍醒他。
We need to wake them up. We need to encourage them.
爱心的提醒很重要。
A reminder is sometimes important.
但是说的人跟听的人也要有互动。
But there must be interaction between the speaker and the listener.
圣经里面告诉我们
The Bible tells us,
保罗他看见彼得
Paul saw Peter,
行得不正
saw that Peter did not do what is right,
他看见了
he saw it,
他就指责他
and Paul rebuked Peter.
我们来看加太书
Let's turn to Galatians.
加太书第三章
Galatians chapter
3, 第二章
I'm sorry, Galatians chapter 2.
加太书第二章 十一节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 11。
后来基法到安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。从雅各那里来的人未到以前，他跟外邦人一同吃饭，以致他们来到，他又怕奉割礼的人，就退到与外邦人隔开。其余的犹太人也随着装甲，甚至连巴拿巴也随着装甲。但我看见他们行得不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说，你是犹太人，如果随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？这个当中我们会发现到一个问题。
We see a problem here.
这个保罗啊，为什么去责备基法呢？
Why would Paul rebuke Cephas?
这似乎给这个基法非常没有面子。
Seems that he hasn't left much. He hasn't given Cephas much respect.
但是保罗他看到基法有可责之处。
But Paul felt that Cephas should be stood condemned.
又发现他行得不正。
Because he found that he hasn't been straightforward.
与福音的真理不合。
And Cephas has not been straightforward about the truth.
但是我们可以知道，保罗他也是出于爱心的提醒。
But we know that this is a reminder from Paul.
所以看见的当中啊。
So.After he has seen it,
我们要有一个正确的心态。
After we have witnessed something, that we should have this positive attitude.
是出于一种爱心的提醒。
It is out of love that we remind.
而不是一种恶意的去攻击。
We are not attacking the other party.
虽然当时这个保罗他指责基法的时候
，And even though Paul rebuked Cephas.
是在众人面前。
And he rebuked Cephas right in front of everybody.
但是这个当中是因为与福音的真理有不合的地方。
But he felt that it's because Cephas has not been straightforward about the gospel, the truth of the gospel.
但是另外我们也会想到，有时候爱心的提醒不适合在大众。
Sometimes there are times we feel that a reminder is not appropriate right in front of
the
public.
那就必须要归过失事。
So.We need to think about our situation again.
所以一个归过失事的时候
And at this time,
当然也有它的果效。
If you were to rebuke in private, there might be some effect to that.
有的人你要考虑到他的自尊。
Sometimes you have to think about a person's self-respect.
也要想到我目的是要造就他。
And you also have to think about the purpose of reprimanding them.
所以就要归过于私事。
So you have to do it in private.
我们来看这个马太福音。
Let's now turn to Matthew.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
十八章第十五节。
Chapter 18 verse 15.
十八章十五节。
Chapter 18 verse 15.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他如果听你，你便得了你的弟兄，倘若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，凭着两三个人的口作见证，句句都要定准。倘若不听他们，就告诉教会；如果不听教会，就看他们像外邦人跟税吏一样。这边从一个人到两三个人。
From one person to two or three.
到交给教会。
Till handing the whole event over to the church.
可见一件事情的过程啊。
We see the process of one thing.
有时候也要相当有耐心。
We sometimes feel that throughout the process, we have to have patience.
爱心的提醒是出一种造就性的。
And it is edifying for a person to remind out of love.
有时候我们常常会这样想。
But we often think this way.
我应该用爱心说诚实话。
We should speak the truth out of our love.
但是这个用爱心说诚实话。
But when you speak the truth out of your love.
有时候也会产生一些情况。
But there are several things that could result from that.
当我们说诚实话的时候。
When we speak the truth.
结果听的人睡不着，也吃不下。
Your audience might have problem with it.
这个就是接受的人他接受到什么程度。
And this tells us how much the receiver had received.
那有时候当你说的时候。
And sometimes the moment you speak.
有的人又心里很不能平静。
there would be people who couldn't accept it.
啊，所以说诚实话是没有错。
It is right for you to speak the truth.
但是问题怎么样去应用爱心？
But the problem is how do you apply your love?
哦，这个爱心的技巧也是很啊很难去学习。
It is very hard to to apply the love.
哦，那圣经里面也告诉我们。
And the Bible also reminds us.
啊，这个当面的责备是胜过背地的爱情。
If you rebuke a person, it is much better than keeping it to yourself.
所以在看见的时候，
so when you see it,
我们如果是出一个爱，
if it is out of love,
当面提醒他，
and remind the person right then and there,
啊，那当然我们也要去实际了解整个真相，
then we need to take some time to investigate into the whole thing.
比背地的爱情更好。
It is much better than keeping it to yourself.
我们看箴言二十七章。
Let's now turn to Proverbs 27.
箴言二十七章。
Proverbs 27.
第五节。
Verse 5.
箴言二十七章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 5.
啊，当面的责备强如背地的爱情，朋友家的伤痕出于忠诚，仇敌啊连连亲嘴也是多余。啊，这里告诉我们。
Verse 5 and verse 6 says.
当面责备是强过背地爱情。
Better is open rebuke than hidden love.
啊，所以问题是在于我们的心，还有他的动机。
What is important here is our motive.
当朋友相爱的时候，
When friends love one another.
虽然加伤痕在他身上，
If we inflicted a wound on a friend.
但是出于忠诚，
But a wound is out of your
faithfulness. 对他是有帮助的。
It is edifying to a person.
有的人虽然啊，这个这边说仇敌连连亲嘴是多余的。
And it says profuse are the kisses of an enemy.
哎，亲嘴是很好。
It is wonderful to kiss.
但是这边提到说是仇敌呀。
But it says the kisses from an enemy.
啊，其实这种爱是表面的。
And this is just superficial love.
啊，就不实际了。
And it is not practical.
那当然，我们了解到看见。
But when we understand and see.
也让我们体会到。啊，这个人的本分跟爱心的提醒。
It tells us duty of a member.
啊，也要留意到造就性。
We have to also take note of edifying others.
啊，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
啊，说个人的重担要互相担当。
That we should carry one another's burden.
我们看加太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Galatians chapter 6.
六章一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
弟兄们，如果有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。这里提到说，我们个人的重担要互相担当。
Verse 2 says that we bear one another's burdens.
我们自己也要小心。
But at the same time, we ourselves should be careful.
啊，所以一个属灵的人啊，
For a spiritual person,
他要在真理上面，
In the truth,
要怎么样去得到这个弟兄？
How should a spiritual person,
这个也是看见的功夫。
Gain his brother in the spirit, and this is also the work of seeing.
啊，但是往往我们会体会到一件事。
But we often have one experience.
有时候人要改变一个人很难。
It is difficult to change a person.
但是我们要把人要得到改变哦，有时候也要透过神。
To change a person, sometimes we need to go through God.
有时候人要解决一个问题也是很难。
And it is difficult sometimes for us to solve a problem.
啊，更重要的还是要交给神。
What is more important is that we should hand.
所以看见的当中。
So when you see.
最宝贵的、最实际的、最重要的，还是要透过代求。
The most important and the most practical thing is to intercede.
好，所以看见要会祈求。
When you have seen it, you have to intercede for it.
啊，圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible says.
啊，这个代祷的功课。
It tells us the work of intercession.
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
啊，提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求， 祝谢，为君王一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以近前端正，平安无事度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。这个代祷的功夫是神所喜悦的事。
Verse 1 to verse 3 tells us that God is pleasing.
主耶稣也常常为门徒代求。
Lord Jesus often prayed for his disciples.
为众人代求。
He often prayed for the multitude.
他也为罪人代求。
He also prayed for the sinners.
所以这个代求的事情。
So when it comes to intercession,
我们今天也要交在主的面前。
We also need to hand over our prayers to God.
他也赐下保惠师。
And God has sent us.
来为我们来代求。
God has sent us a mediator.
主耶稣做我们的中保。
Lord Jesus is our mediator.
圣灵来代替我们祷告。
And the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit will intercede on our behalf.
我们今天每个弟兄姐妹。
Each and every one of us.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
We are holy priests.
我们也是神的子民。
We are also His people.
所以代求是祭司的工作。
Intercession is the work of priests.
也是我们的责任。
It is also our duty.
代求的果效。
The effect of a prayer.
神把生命赐给我们。
Is that God will grant us life.
那这个代求的当中。
And in this intercession.
我们出一个说。
God said to Abraham.
他要毁灭这个所多玛。
God told Abraham that he would destroy Sodom.
因为这个城里面实在是很罪恶。
Because the city is full of evil.
这个亚伯拉罕
And Abraham,
他为这个索多玛城来代求。
He intercede on behalf of the city of Sodom.
我们可以看到，神要毁灭索多玛。
When God wants to destroy Sodom,
在神来看
，to God，
这个索多玛是应该要灭亡的。
To God, the city deserved to be destroyed.
但是亚伯拉罕的代求
But because of Abraham's plea,
他从五十个人
，from the number from 50 people
到四十个。
He cut the number down to 40.
到30个、20个。
And cut it down to 30 and 20.
他这样一直的为这个城来代求。
He kept pleading for Sodom.
50个、45个、40个，这样一直的求。
From 50, he kept cutting the number down.
我们可以看到亚伯拉罕的心。
We have seen the love of Abraham.
他不为个人。
He didn't pray for Sodom.
他为这个城来求。
He prayed for the city.
当罗德被掳的时候
，When Lot was being captured,
他也是为了这个罗德出去把他抢回来。
When Lot was taken as a prisoner of war, Abraham also went out and fought for Lot.
有时候我们看到信徒的软弱
，We see sometimes we see weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
被恶魔所掳
，We see that they have been captured by the devil.
他在信仰上迷失
，We see that they have deviated in the faith.
我们也是要为他代求
，We have to pray for them.
百姓非常的悖逆。
The people, have gone against God.
摩西也为百姓来代求。
And Moses then prayed for the people.
所以说，圣经里面提到说，摩西他是一个堵破口的人。
And so the Bible says that Moses is one who patched the breaches.
我们看诗篇106篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇23节
，Verse 23。
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。摩西站在当中。
So Moses stood in the breach。
这里是谈到一个破口。
Here mentions the breach。
百姓悖逆神。
People had turned against God.
以至于当中有破口。
And they have caused a breach.
摩西也为同胞来代求。
And Moses prayed on behalf of his people.
所以这个代求的功夫
So the work of praying.
是我们的责任。
The work of intercession is our responsibility.
有时候我们看到同龄的软弱。
We see weakness of our brothers and sisters.
我们也要为他们代求。
We should intercede for them.
撒旦的工作
The work of Satan.
有时候就是要把神的子民掳去了。
The work of Satan sometimes is to capture the people of God.
迷惑他们来离开神。
And Satan will also tempt them to deviate from their faith.
不走正路。
And will cause them to deviate from their right path.
这个当中就会有破口
And as a result, there are breaches.
那有破口怎么办
？So what should one do?
这个代祷的力量很大。
And here comes the effect of intercession.
所以我们要常常 举起圣洁的手来祷告神。
So we should often lift up our holy hands to God to pray.
当这个使徒时代的教会。
The church in the apostolic days.
我们也可以看到这个教会圣功要兴旺。
See that the church in the apostolic days was flourishing.
有时候也是会有一些阻挡。
And we also see the oppositions to them.
包括这个各种各类型的情况会发生。
We see that all sorts of circumstances will come up.
但是我们可以看到使徒时代的教会他们都是同心合意的在祷告。
But we see that the members of the apostolic church, they all prayed in one accord.
所以我们要举起圣洁的手来祷告神。
So we should lift up our holy hands and pray to God.
为教会的圣工祷告。
We should pray for the work of the church.
为软弱的同龄祷告。
We should pray for the weakness of our brothers and sisters.
也要为神的工人来祷告。
And we also pray for the workers of God.
当这个祷告的力量
the power of
发挥的当中
when the power of the intercession
我们就会看到这个破口怎么样去堵住。
You will see how this breach slowly was patched.
我们看见也要学习祈求。
What we have seen, the next thing is that we should ask.
保罗他看到同胞不信耶稣。
Paul saw that his fellow people did not believe in
Christ. 他也很着急啊。
He was anxious for them too.
所以他也为这个事情这样说出他心里的话。
So he said these words.
我们来看这个罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第九章。罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，有我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅以基督婚礼，我也愿意。这个保罗啊，他为了这个福音的工作。
Verse 1 to verse 3 tells us that Paul, for the sake of preaching the gospel,
也为了他的弟兄骨肉之亲
and also for the sake of his brothers and to his kinmen,
我们可以看到他心里的话。
We see how he really felt.
他愿意为同胞来关怀代求。
He was willing to intercede for his people.
我们人在神的面前有很多软弱。
When we stand before God, we carry much weakness.
主耶稣他看见西门。
When God saw Simon.
他也付出了这个代求。
He also interceded for him.
主耶稣这样讲。
Jesus said this.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的二十。路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 31.
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，塞你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你们祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。”
Verse 32.
主耶稣啊，为彼得来代求。
Here the Lord Jesus is praying for Simon Peter.
因为撒旦要得着他们。
Because Satan demanded to happen.
所以主耶稣借着代求，叫他不至于失去信心。
Through the intercession, Jesus reminded Peter not to lose his faith.
所以我们今天的教会
，The church today,
我们应该要多付出一些代祷的力量。
For our church today, we should offer more of our intercession.
如果教会有更多祷告的力量
，If more people were to offer their intercession for the church,
我们很多破口就会慢慢堵住。
We will be able to patch many of the breaches.
让我们用祷告的力量来扶持神的工作。
Let us use the power of prayers to support the work of God.
也让我们用祷告的力量来造就更多的人。
Let us also use the power of prayers to edify more members.
也让我们用祷告的力量能够来传福音。
Let us use the power of prayers to preach the gospel.
今天我们在教会里面有很多圣工需要我们去关心。
Today in the church we see much holy work that needs to be done.
那这个教会的圣工要推动的时候
When the church is pushing for holy work,
我们必须要为福音来打美好的仗。
We should fight for the gospel.
那教会里面
，In the church,
我们不是只有看见而已。
We do not only see.
我们更需要的是祈求。
What we next should do is ask.
当我们看见的时候
，When we see it，
我们应该去思想
，We should think。
我们应当能够啊尽什么样的本分
？What can I do？
啊，能够在主里面。
What can I do in the Lord？
啊，能够彼此勉励。
What can I do to encourage one another？
互相的扶持。
And how can we support one another in the Lord？
彼此的代祷。
And how can we intercede for one another in the Lord？
能够用代祷。好，来关怀圣工。
Using intercession as a way of showing your concern for holy work.
这也是使徒时代教会的榜样。
That is also an example that.
所以我们如果在家里呀、啊，有更多的时间。
That is an example that apostolic members have left for us.
我也很盼望我们啊，能够拨出一点时间。
If we have time at home.
啊，来为教会祷告。
We hope that you can allocate some time to pray for the church.
也能够有更多的时间。
We hope that you also have time.
啊，来为我们组里面的啊这些同龄来代祷。
We hope that you have time to pray for the members and the
team. 啊，让我们都能够啊向一人祈祷所花的力量是大有功效的。
We hope that our prayer will be like the prayer of a righteous man.
啊，只要我们祷告的目标是正确的。
As long as the purpose of our prayer is right.
是合神旨意的。
The purpose of prayer is in accord with God's will. 啊，
都是以主耶稣的心为心。
We see the heart of the Lord as our heart.
啊，相信呢，神都会纪念。
We believe the Lord will remember you.
啊，所以我们看见啊，不要忘记了祈求。
So when you see, don't forget to ask.
啊，愿主耶稣啊，能够常常与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us always.
啊，也愿主让我们立志行事啊，都是有神的灵。在我们当中在运行。
And we hope that in everything that we do, the Lord's Spirit will be with us.
啊，我们也常常为教会的福音工作，
we also,
啊，各样的圣工来祷告。
We also work for the various holy work in the church and pray for these holy work.
啊，因为我们这个地区啊，真的是有很多圣工需要大家去关怀。
In our region, there are much work that needs to be done.
啊，所以我们。啊，如果有更多的祷告
，If we could offer more prayers to God，
啊，相信教会呢，啊，必定蒙神祝福。
I believe that the Lord will bless our church。
啊，那我们所做的事，啊，也都能够蒙神悦纳。
And we hope that the things that we do will be pleasing to God。
啊，我们来唱诗。